From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Matt Fidler with your headlines for Monday, May 18th.
Coming up, NSPR has a new executive director. We'll have an interview with Helen Barrington on the challenges facing public media later in this podcast.
Also, Chico's mayor is pushing back on a lawsuit challenging her vote on the controversial downtown revitalization project.
And public health officials in Butte County say samples from Big Chico Creek came back negative for a dangerous strain of E. coli. But first, high fire danger is continuing across the northern Sacramento Valley today, as strong winds and low humidity are keeping red flag conditions in place. The National Weather Service says the warning lasts until 8 tonight. Winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusts up to 45 miles per hour are predicted in some places. PG&E says power shutoffs may be required for areas of Tehama, Glenn, and Colusa counties. Officials warn against burning outdoors and using equipment near dry grass.
There's a new development in the fight over Chico's downtown revitalization project. Mayor Casey Reynolds is now asking a Butte County judge to reject a legal challenge from former Mayor Ann Schwab. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports.
Schwab's lawsuit says Reynolds should not have voted on the downtown project because she co-owns Schubert's Ice Cream and Candy downtown. The council vote last month ended in a 3-3 tie, leaving the redesign stalled. Reynolds' attorneys argue in a new court filing that she did not have a conflict that required her to step aside. They say while Schubert's is in the project area, she doesn't own the building, and the street changes are focused on Main and Broadway, away from the shop. Reynolds' lawyers also say the judge should not throw out her no vote and declare the project approved. They argue that would improperly override a city council decision. A hearing is scheduled for next week. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Staying in Butte County, public health officials say recent water samples from Big Chico Creek did not detect the dangerous E. coli 0157 strain. The samples were collected on May 4th as part of an ongoing investigation into an outbreak linked to Creek Recreation last summer. Health officials say the results are encouraging, but warn that they only reflect a single point in time and aren't a guarantee of future conditions. The county's health department says it's talking to the state water board to see if more testing should be done.
Moving to the June 2nd primary, North State voters will soon decide who they'd like to see replace term-limited Assemblyman James Gallagher in California's 3rd Assembly District. Three Republicans are running for the seat, including former Chico Mayor Andrew Coolidge. In an interview with NSPR, Coolidge said his experience leading Chico has prepared him for the state legislature.
In my second term, we dealt with almost every problem you can imagine, from COVID to homeless crisis to working to get city roads and funding for city roads, park fire, you name it.
Coolidge said he'd be focused on healthcare, education, housing, and wildfire preparedness. You can find his interview and interviews with the other candidates in the race later today at mynspr.org.
North State communities are receiving millions in new state funding to address the region's homelessness crisis. Governor Gavin Newsom's office says the Butte County region is getting about $3.3 million through the Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention Program. That includes support for temporary and permanent housing, rapid rehousing, and rental assistance, including help for young people. About $5.8 million is going to a broader region, including Shasta, Siskiyou, Lassen, and Plumas counties.
Paradise officials are celebrating the renaming of the town's council chambers in honor of the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The town council held a dedication ceremony last week after previously voting to make the change. Action News Now reports that council members cited LaMalfa's work on behalf of campfire survivors, including efforts to improve the town's emergency alert system and long-term recovery.
Finally, North State Public Radio has a new executive director. Helen Barrington joined the station this month after decades working in public media newsrooms and station leadership. On Friday, she sat down with NSPR's Angel Hiracha to talk about the station's transition back to Chico State and the financial challenges ahead. She was first asked about her immediate priorities.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In the 2 weeks that I've been here, I have met people who are so happy that the station is now really fully back in this region. People are really committed to the station, and so building on that is really important. Financial resources for the station at this very challenging time when the federal money has been cut and other nonprofits along with NSPR are really competing for a lot of the same money. And also just making sure that we give people a sense of being accessible and welcoming and inviting to them as far as coming to see the station and in coverage. I would like to get out and really meet people throughout the region and really understand the issues they're grappling with on a daily basis.
As you mentioned, NSPR is facing financial challenges right now, you know, following the station separation from Cap Radio in Sacramento, no future federal funding and broader pressures facing, you know, public media and journalism industry overall. As the executive director, how will you guide the station towards some financial stability?
Well, I think part of that is getting out. So being visible, I think being really clear that we are looking for support in every area. So we are looking for people who are able to become major donors or increase the support that they've already committed. Being a sustainer at whatever level people can give monthly is very important. Corporate sponsorship, meaning businesses supporting the station. I'm also interested in looking for foundation support. So it really is sort of a multi-pronged effort. And vehicle donations. You would be surprised how much money getting rid of your old car and donating it to public radio generates. So it really is having a diversified approach to raising money and making sure people understand that while we are well supported by Chico State Enterprises and Chico State, we do have to raise all of our own revenue. And so it's extremely important that anyone who can give does at whatever level works for them.
You mentioned that you've been here for 2 weeks and you've already heard people in the community mention that they're very happy that the station is back at Chico State. And the school has committed to financially backing the station for 2 years. That gives the station some runway, but it's not a long time. What's at stake if the station can't sustain itself?
That is a really good question, and it's a question that I don't yet have an answer to. I have a lot of ideas about what could happen, but I think that with the commitment that is currently on the table, it's important to focus on what we can do in that 2 years. And of course, along the way, we will be looking at how are we doing? Where are the gaps? What else could we be doing? And I think that, you know, this is a process of figuring out what this looks like post-COVID, post-Cap Radio, post-federal funding. So there are multiple challenges. I don't see them as insurmountable. And I realize in a way I'm not being specific here because I don't have an answer yet. But I think with the consultation across the many stakeholders from communities to CSE to Chico State, we're going to find that way forward where this will work.
Looking beyond the immediate challenges, what excites you about where NSPR could go from here?
Well, NSPR is part of a network of stations that is nationally as well as in California. And I think we have a lot of opportunities to do collaborative reporting, and that's also with other news outlets in our region, as well as maintaining our relationship with NPR to figure out how we can best work together and to ensure that the incredible stories that the reporters here are doing for our audience, those are also shared with a national audience. I also think that this is a moment when journalism is more important than ever. And as I think about democracy, and I think with a small d, the intersection between a democracy and a thriving press is paramount. And so I think we have a unique role right now in really ensuring that people are getting the best information so they can make the best decisions about their lives.
That was NSPR's new executive director, Helen Barrington, speaking with NSPR's Angel Huracha.
And those are your headlines for Monday, May 18th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Matt Fidler.
I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.